Did you know that adding one word to your regular vocabulary can make a huge difference to your anxiety levels? Check in with me to find out more. It's Friday again, and time for another Friday check-in. Hopefully, you've been tuning in every Friday and have started to think about or use some of the techniques I've talked about. Even if you just take these few minutes to go over the past week in your mind and think about the good experiences you had, or the improvements you made, or the ways in which you were good to yourself, especially if you're not used to doing that. You're busy during the week, and you're probably doing a lot for the sake of other people as well, so you're entitled to take 5 minutes for yourself, at the very least. Today, I want to talk to you about a relaxation technique that you may have heard of. Sometimes it's called progressive relaxation, and it's simple and easy and can be done anywhere. All you have to do is contract your muscles and just hold the tension there for about 5 seconds, and then release. Sometimes people like to begin with their calves and work their way up. So let's try this together. Tighten up both your calf muscles, hold the tension there, and then release it all. And pay particular attention to how it feels when the tension is released. Notice the difference between the tense feeling and the relaxed feeling. And now do the same with your thigh muscles. Flex them, hold the tension, and then release. Again, focus on how it feels to release all that tightness. Now do it with your stomach muscles, your abs. Hold that tension and let it all go. And finally, let's do your arms. Contract those biceps. Go on, make big guns out of them. And then release. You can add more muscle groups to this if you want, especially if you feel tension in any one area in particular. One of the benefits of doing this regularly is that if you're the kind of person who tenses up during the day due to stress and anxiety, you can teach your body to react to muscle tension with an automatic relaxing of those muscles. It becomes almost second nature. If your shoulders start to stiffen up from stress, your body reacts almost on its own by releasing that tension. If your shoulders start to stiffen up from stress, your body reacts almost on its own by releasing that tension, since it's become a sort of a habit for tense muscles to be relaxed. So try it and see if you notice a difference in your muscle tension and your stress. Okay, so what was the one word I mentioned? The word you can add to your vocabulary to help with your anxiety levels? You ready for it? Yet. Yep, you heard me. It's that simple. Yet. The word yet has a powerful impact on how we frame a situation, even within our own minds. For example, if you usually negative self-talk and say things to yourself like, I don't have a relationship, adding yet to the end of that sentence completely changes the meaning and the feeling that accompanies it. Yet implies and almost asserts that this thing you don't have or can't do will occur. It's just a matter of time. Instead of making bald statements like, I don't have anything to look forward to, or I'm uncomfortable around people, or I can't seem to lose weight, or any of the myriad other things we tell ourselves, try reframing any of these to include the word yet. So instead of, I don't have anything to look forward to, you could say, I haven't found my passion in life yet. Or instead of, I'm uncomfortable around people, you could say, I'm not yet comfortable around people. Or instead of, I can't lose weight, I haven't begun to lose weight yet. You see how the implication in each of these sentences changes from a static, almost hopeless situation to one that clearly says, these things are in the works, they will happen, they just haven't happened yet. So try it yourself. See if you can add yet to something you find causes you worry or anxiety. See if framing it this way makes you feel more optimistic or hopeful about the situation. It may take some practice, but don't give up if you don't notice a change the first time. You just haven't let it work on you yet. So that's it for this week. Take care of yourself and have a good weekend. Bye for now.